Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
First hour was fun. Let's let the last three and change also be fun. I'm Jack Hillgrove. It is the Fan Evening Show. You can follow me on X. I just changed my username again at @Jack_Hillgrove. I had Jack Hillgrove forever, Joel. Just straight up, capital J, capital H. And then when I changed it for work, somebody else made a Twitter account named Jack Hillgrove. And it's like, it's not active at all. Like if you go, but they're just bogging down the username. So if you just search Jack Hillgrove, it's there. It's somebody made an account and took the username. And it bothers me. So now I have to add a stupid underscore to it. But I guess there are larger problems going on outside of that. Like who the Steelers should acquire at the trade deadline when it comes to the wide receiver position. Texter asked, is there anyone that Rodgers has already played with, someone who already knows how he works? Davante Adams would be nice, but that is incredibly unrealistic, especially because he signed a big contract with the Rams, and the Rams are very good and wouldn't trade him. The realistic option is Alan Lazard. That name has also been tossed around there. That name has been tossed around in the offseason leading up to the Aaron Rodgers experience in Pittsburgh as a potential Steelers trade target. In his best season with Aaron Rodgers, that was 22. 788 yards and 6 touchdowns. In 2021, he had 8 touchdowns and 500 yards. They're familiar with one another, but with the Jets so far this year, he's kind of slipped through the cracks. And I think that there are better names to be had out there than Alan Lazard. And I'm curious what you have to think at 412-928-9370. We'll start with Wyatt in Burgettstown. Wyatt, who's your guy that you want the Steelers to potentially trade for in a couple of weeks at the wide receiver position?
Hey, man, big fan of the show.
I think
Chris Olave is a great choice for the Steelers.
Yeah, I was talking about this with somebody else in the last segment, Wyatt. The only thing that has me hesitant with Chris Olave is the concussion history. Now, he is healthy, and he is a top 15 receiver this year because he's healthy, and that has and should have you excited. But to me, the injury history has me hesitant. Now, granted, he is an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. His rookie deal expires because at that point you're like unlikely to pick up the fifth-year option at like 15 and some million. But to me, I would also have a hard time of acquiring a 25-year-old wide receiver. It's going to take more than maybe a guy like Rashid Shaheed, who's on his team and I think also would be a good option. And then if you use that draft capital to get a guy like Chris Olave and then don't extend him, then what's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know about Rashid Shaheed. I don't know if he'd be a good option.
See, the thing about Shaheed, and Alan Saunders said this in the last segment, and thanks, Wyatt, is that he's not going to trump Calvin Austin on the depth chart. If anything, he's going to add depth to the position, which would be great. But if you really want to make a difference and you really want to go all in with Aaron Rodgers this year, then Olave might be your guy. But to me, trading like a third round pick or maybe a second round pick, probably a second because of the heightened supply and demand at the trade deadline. A second round pick for a 25-year-old on an expiring deal, if you don't commit money to him, if you don't commit to an extension, then why give up that draft capital? And I'm hesitant to A, give up that draft capital, and B, commit long-term to a guy like Chris Olave because he's got concussion history. Corey and Aliquippa's on the fan. What's up, Corey?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm going to list three wide receivers. I don't know how realistic any of these are, but in order of how I would prioritize them, okay. Garrett Wilson, Jerry Jeudy, and then Jacoby Myers.
I would say very unrealistic for the first two. Jacoby Myers is a guy that intrigues me. That's a guy that is a former 1,000-yard receiver and is very unhappy in Las Vegas right now. And Jacoby Myers, like I said, a former 1,000-yard receiver, and he's under contract through the end of this year, and I don't think would take a lot to get. And I think as far if you want to balance, like, talent at the position and won't have to give up a whole lot because he's a rental and marry like a and find a happy medium, so to speak, with those two aspects of trading for someone, I think Jacoby Myers is the money pick.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. He was going to say something else. We were not on the same page there. I thought he was going to pick things up as soon as I was done talking there and I hung up on him. Sorry, Corey. Let's go to Steele down on the War Streets. What's up, Steele?
What's up, man?
How are you?
Frustrated here.
Why is that?
Because I feel like Tomlin's got his hand in every personnel decision going on, including draft picks. If you want to go back, I don't know, to when they drafted Broderick Jones and they left Smith Ajigma on the table, you know, right there. It's like, hey, man, dude, how many bad draft picks are you going to make? Like, and even Fontenot's great. He's so good. Dude, no, Tomlin's awful, man. Why is this dude involved in all these personnel decisions?
Because he's the head coach, and most head coaches are involved?
No, he's not the GM. He's not the GM, is he?
No, he's not the GM, but every NFL head coach is involved in personnel decisions. Now, Mike Tomlin is a lot more involved than most, and I will give you a legitimate gripe there, and I agree with you. But to cite Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu as examples, like, yeah, hindsight is very much 20/20 with passing on JSN because he's the best receiver in football right now. But Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu have played well to this point in the season, and I don't think it's very fair to cite those two guys as an example, especially Faltanu. Because Faltanu has played very well in his first full season at the NFL level, and I think he's only going to get better.
Well, here's the bottom line. Broderick Jones is in no way, shape, or form near a Smith and Jigba level, okay?
Well, yeah, no, he's a left tackle, and Jonathan Smith and Jigba is a wide receiver. You're right.
I'm talking about just their level of where they're at in terms of the positions they play. Broderick Jones is on the lower level of left tackles in the NFL. You think he's played well? What are you talking about? How's he played well?
Aaron Rodgers has stayed upright, and the Steelers have ran the ball incredibly well the last 2 weeks.
Dude, they haven't ran the ball incredibly well. What's incredibly well for you?
7 yards a carry against the Bengals, which is what they did.
How many carries did he have? How many yards did he have?
The Steelers had averaged. The Steelers averaged 7 yards a carry as a team against the Bengals on Thursday. That's
how
really
many yards
good.
Did he have for the game?
Who?
You want to talk about who? How about Caleb Johnson is a bad draft pick, too? I can't believe you'd even defend Tomlin on personnel decisions because you know he has his hand in everything. He's the worst.
I'm not going to defend him on every personnel decision that they have screwed up draft picks, but the guys that you have cited, with the exception of Caleb Johnson, the play against Seattle was inexcusable in my mind, so I'll agree with you there. But citing Jones and Faltano to this point I don't think is very fair because they both played well. Thanks for the call. Somebody didn't listen to, hey, who would you like to acquire at the wide receiver position?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Andrew and Manaka did. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm not doing bad. I have a question for you, and I might be alone in this opinion, but if you aren't able to get Rashid Shaheed or Jacoby Myers, which are the two most realistic, you know, like super upgrades at the position, I honestly think that Roman Wilson has done a very, very good job the last 2 weeks. And I see a scenario where if you give him more reps, he can emerge as that route runner. What do you think about that?
I don't disagree. Andrew, I was there pretty much every day at training camp in August, and I was very impressed with what I saw out of Roman Wilson. It seemed like, especially in training camp, that they challenged, and by they I mean Mike Tomlin, challenged Roman Wilson daily, because it seemed like, and sound bites left and right coming out of Tomlin, this is a big camp for Roman Wilson. This is a big camp for Roman Wilson. And I thought he played very well in the preseason, and I thought he looked very sharp in training camp. And dude, for whatever reason, they just have not given him the chances that I think that Roman Wilson has deserved. I have said that from the beginning. Do I think that Roman Wilson could be a bona fide wide receiver too? No. But if an Arthur Smith offense is proved us one thing over the last year and change, it's that they don't really think they need a bona fide wide receiver too. But if you can get, you have DK Metcalf, obviously, who's on pace for like 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns. If you have that, and then like Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson, and then like you said, maybe, and thanks, oh no, you didn't hang up yet. I'll let you finish. And if you can get a guy like Rashid Shaheed, three guys on the same level, a level of productivity, that would tickle my fancy. And I think Roman Wilson is very capable of that. For whatever reason, he is just not given the opportunity to prove himself.
On the reason I brought this up, on Thursday, there were so many plays that he was wide open. That that interception that Rodgers threw to Metcalf that he forced, if he looked at Wilson, he was wide open with room to run. So I get it because he's young and he's not proven, but I just wish they could give him a shot.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And Andrew, thanks for the call. Maybe it's one of those things that where they're in such win now mode with Aaron Rodgers and Roman Wilson is not proven, like he said, that they're hesitant to give him trust in moments at this point in the season. I don't think that's the right choice. Like I said, I don't think Roman Wilson is a bona fide stud wide receiver too by any means. But I think he has earned more opportunities than he's gotten so far. Dave on the North Shore. What's up, Dave?
Hey, I'm sorry. I just have one question. What happened? Where's Tyler Boyd at?
Chilling. He is currently a free agent.
Yeah, I guess he just doesn't want to come to Pittsburgh. I don't know.
I don't know, Dan, if it's that he doesn't want to come to Pittsburgh or that Pittsburgh doesn't want him. I know that was thrown out in the offseason when he was still available as a free agent to where that they might have been turned off of Tyler Boyd's services based off of the comments that he made throughout his tenure as a Bengal. But at the same time, too, like Tyler Boyd is... You know, every receiver's got a shelf life, and I'm a diehard Pitt fan. I love Tyler Boyd in blue and gold, and I rooted like hell for him, or at least tried to when he was on the Bengals, rooted like hell for him when he was in the National Football League, but he's 30 years old now, and we all know that wide receivers and running backs and skill guys have shelf lives, and I think it might be at the point where Tyler Boyd has hit his shelf life. He only had 390 yards last year with the Titans and fizzled out, so I'm not sure that Tyler Boyd is your guy. Like I would throw him in the same kind of class of, you know, I would actually even put Tyler Lockett ahead of Tyler Boyd on the free agent pecking order, so to speak, at this point.
Okay. All right. I was just wondering, cause I thought he would have been an ideal number two. You know, he's always been this, he's never been a number one anyway in the NFL, but I thought
Pre Higgins and Chase in like 2017, 2018, he was in Cincinnati. And then as they acquired those guys, he found an incredible role for himself as the three there. And then Andre Osivosh obviously kind of took that over for them. But I just think I think it's past time for Tyler Boyd, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, man. Dave, enjoy the rest of your night. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Yeah, somebody else in the text line said Calvin Ridley. We had a caller say that as well. No thanks. 20-plus million this year, next year, and 2027. No thank you. Pull Jordy Nelson out of retirement. How old is Jordy Nelson these days? Joel, if you would have asked me how old Jordy Nelson was, I would have said he was pushing 50. He's only 40 years old. When did he retire?
He played for the Raiders a couple years after Green Bay.
Ugh.
Must have been, I think 2018. 2018. Was 18. Yeah, with the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't think Jordy Nelson. I mean, for as exciting as that would be for Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it would be very exciting for Steelers fans nor Jordy Nelson at this stage in his life. My guys, it's very simple. Rashid Shaheed and Jacoby Myers. It's not going to break the bank when it comes to draft capital you have to give up. It's not going to financially break your bank either. And it's not going to set things back as far as how the cap hit and how the salary cap situation looks down the road. Both Jacoby Myers and Rashid Shaheed are on expiring deals. That's fine. They probably would both cost day three picks. That's fine. Aaron Rodgers is on a one-year contract. You don't know what your future is at the quarterback position with Aaron Rodgers, and you certainly don't know what the future of your quarterback position is when it comes to selecting one in 2026 like we all thought would happen, because all the quarterbacks in college right now just stink if your name's not Fernando Mendoza. So because the future of the quarterback position is very much up in the air in Pittsburgh, go out and get a guy on an expiring deal. And both Jacoby Myers and Rashid Shaheed are better players than Mike Williams was a year ago when the Steelers got him. So you upgrade in that sense of the trade deadline as well. Rob in West Mifflin before the break. What's up, Rob? Good to talk to you.
What's going on, man? I was saying that a long time ago, man. They need to stop waiting because somebody's going to grab them dudes up and turn the market, especially what happened last night to Mike Evans, man.
Like, yeah.
Rashid Shaheed stressed that defense, man.
Now, fortunately, that sucked for Mike Evans, but I think Tampa thinks, and I think a lot of people think Tampa is plenty deep at the receivers position, that they're not going to, just because it happened to Mike Evans, go out and grab somebody and take a candidate away from the Steelers. Now, that's not to say that it doesn't happen to somebody else on Sunday. Like, Puka Nacua is out for the Rams. I don't think that's necessarily long-term. Los Angeles is on a bye, but if something happens to a guy like that for a team that's got to make a playoff push, then yeah.
I feel
like the Steelers are in a good enough spot right now. The trade deadline's only 2 weeks away. I think time next week is when it'll really ramp up to when they are going to make a move.
But what are we waiting for? If you need a number two, what are we waiting for? Because I'm going to tell you the truth. To be honest with you, Calvin Austin really ain't no number two to me, man.
I agree.
He'll max out probably at 500 yards. You know what I'm saying? You got to get a number two. We got tight ends and all that. You got to get a number two, man.
Yeah, I don't know. And to be truthful, Rob, and thanks for the call, man. I don't know if they are waiting. And Pony said this earlier on their show, and I agree. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody comes this way by Friday. If they choose to do business again with Ray McLeod or bring in a guy like Tyler Lockett, if free agency is the route that Omar Khan wants to take. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens this week. I just think that next week is the more logical time frame. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Stephen Thompson of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette will join that Fan Hotline in an hour when we shift to Pit Talk. Panthers have a big one on Saturday against NC State. And the not-so-secret-anymore secret scrimmage for the basketball team went well against a former Big East foe. How will the Pitt Hoop Squad look in 25-26? We'll get all that from Stephen Thompson in about an hour. But coming up, basketball is back. Jolie's a big NBA guy. I'm excited to get even more into the NBA as the NBA returns to NBC tonight. Actually, the NBA returns to NBC in like 2 minutes. So we're going to fire up Channel 11 here in the studio.
You think they're having their, like, the OKC ring ceremony and stuff? I thought the game started at 8 for some
reason. I thought we were going to have a big reveal. And, of course, when I flip the station, Joel, they're already on commercial. So we'll have to wait and keep our eyes peeled with how the production looks as the NBA returns to NBC for the first time since, like, 2002. Talk about that, and the phone lines remain open for Steelers Talk at 412-928-9370. It's the Fan Evening Show. I'm Jack Hillgrove.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.